Blog Talk Radio.
Here on Blog Talk Radio, I'm your host, Jadice Tunnell, for today, May the 5th. Our guest this evening is Mark Harvey of Element 2. But before we speak with Mark, I just want to remind everyone that our guest call-in number is 914-803-4399. Again, that's 914-803-4399. And you can also feel free to join us in the chat room where my sister Denise is heading that up. And she has some beauty news for us. Good evening, everyone. First off, for those in the Los Angeles area and those who may be interested in ordering over the phone, Illusions Cosmetics is now being sold at Nigel's Beauty Emporium. Nigel's is located at 11252 Magnolia Boulevard in North Hollywood. You can contact them by calling 818-760-3902 and nigelbeauty.com. Their new website is coming very soon. OCC Cosmetics is now launching their new OCC tent. So you can join them this Friday, May 6th, for their color matching cocktails and chocolate at Wonderland Beauty Parlor as they celebrate the launch of OCC Tent, their newest addition to the OCC skin range of complexion products. OCC Tint is a hand-applied tinted moisturizer that's an unparalleled amount of adjustable coverage available in a wide range of ultra-moisturizing shades that look as great in person as they do in close-up on HDTV and in a high-res digital photograph. This alternative to airbrush application is already a makeup artist's favorite, recently field-tested by the artists at OCC during New York and Los Angeles Fashion Weeks. Members of the press are invited to join them at Wonderland, located at 418 West 13th Street, from 3 to 6 p.m. for a special press preview. The event is then open to the general public from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. You can RSVP by Thursday, May 5th, that's tonight, via email at rsvp@occmakeup.com. So for those who are especially in the New York area, hopefully you can go out and check that out. And our guest from last week, makeup artist, special effects makeup artist, Megan Arford, will be speaking at the Canton Palace International Film Festival October 13th and 15th, and we'll be having more details about that a little later this summer. Crystal Wright is offering another online webinar on Tuesday, May 10th, from 4 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's Business 101 for makeup, hair, and fashion stylists. Crystal will cover an array of topics that get you and your business up to speed in the world of print, video, editorial, commercials, and runway. For more info, go to www.crystalwrightlive.com. And the cost of this webinar is $59. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? I don't know what happened to her.
Okay.
Okay, well, she was in the middle of something. Okay, now her call just dropped, so she'll be calling back in a few minutes. In the meantime, oh, here she goes. Okay, I have you back. Sorry. Sorry about that. Last but not least, you can follow Illusions Cosmetics group page on Facebook for updates, event info, and beauty deals just by going to to Facebook.com and doing a search on Illusions Cosmetics and liking our group page. And that's it for tonight.
All righty. Well, thank you very much. Mark and I were a little worried there for a few seconds. But you're back. Well, you're back, and we have a wonderful show tonight. I'm so excited to have you on, Mark, so thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm excited. When I saw you in New York at IMAX New York, I was excited to see you were representing a line that had you written all over it. So can you tell us a little bit first about how you got involved in this wonderful world of beauty, and then also a little bit about how Element 2 came about?
Absolutely. I started as a model in the industry, and I always wanted to be a part of really the hustle and bustle of, you know, backstage. It just seemed so much more exciting than what I was doing.
Uh-huh.
I've always had an artistic flair, you know, totally right-brained, you know, played the saxophone, painted, sang, I mean, everything art I was involved in. So it really wasn't, you know, a huge transition from doing what I was doing to doing makeup. I did it as a hobby all the time. My girlfriends, you know, Mark, will you do my makeup, X, Y, and Z? It's like, you know, I'd like to get into the field and just try it, just kind of test it out. So while I was studying, I started working with various event coordinators and event producers that I had worked for in the modeling industry. So that really was a really great, really blessing. I mean, it was an in that a lot of artists, beginning artists, don't get a chance to have, you know, because no one really kind of believes in them yet until they kind of make a name for themselves. So I really was blessed to be able to have those type of connections with the agency that I'm currently with and that I was modeling for. So that's really how I started. I had a wonderful mentor who really encouraged me to be able to corner the market, learn everything that I can, from hair to makeup to airbrush to everything, you know, especially since I had a flair for everything, you know, artistic. I agreed, and, you know, she mentored me, and, you know, thanks, Tisha. Tisha Cruz, that's how I got into the industry. So with friends and help from peers, so that's my story. That's my story. Now, and you also wanted to know, you know, other companies. The first company that I guess I started with was L'Oreal. I started with them doing events. You know, they sponsor everything. They sponsor,
right,
you know, Beyonce tours. They sponsor red carpet events. They sponsor everything. So that's actually how I got started. Or I guess those are the first, I guess, really big paying jobs that I got. And I moved on from L'Oreal. I was with them for about 3 years. I moved on to work with Bobbi Brown Cosmetics. Great line, you know, really introduced me to the real woman, you know, that real woman side of makeup and what, you know, what the everyday woman wants to wear and how she wants to feel and the look that she wants to achieve when applying her makeup. Then after that, I started working with Luminous Air. I was actually the director for Luminous Air, Airbrush Cosmetics. And Luminous Air really was, I would say, you know, the prototype for consumer airbrush. You know, that really was our market. You know, there are some makeup artists that use it, and it's great, but it really is a consumer product. You know, I sold on Home Shopping Network for 2 years. I sold on the Shopping Channel in Canada. for a couple of years as well as an on-air guest. And so, you know, that also was another, you know, consumer experience. It really was, you know, me working with real women, helping to create product that appealed to the everyday consumer. Now, fast forward to becoming the co-creator and VP of product development and sales for Element 2, I was really able to marry my experience with L'Oreal, which was very much pro-driven, you know, backstage runway shows, you know, red carpet events, you know, very, you know, editorial style makeup, and my experience with Bobbi Brown and Lumines, which really focused on the everyday woman, and really marry those experiences together to create Element 2. And we've created an amazing, amazing line. I'm working with amazing chemists that have worked for skincare lines like Shiseido for, you know, 30 years. They're, you know, they have laboratories themselves now and creating just amazing, you know, private label products for other brands. So their strength is in creating skincare grade cosmetics. And of course mine is in product development and colors and, you know, just a really huge range of shades and pigments that really appeal to the pro and the everyday consumer. So that's really what Element 2 has to offer, is just an amazing range of products for anyone who's interested, especially the pro. I'll be doing a couple of workshops throughout the year to really introduce pros to the product, different webinars. I'll be at trade shows, the makeup show coming up on the 15th and 16th, IBS in Vegas, IMATS LA, the makeup show Chicago. So hopefully I'll be able to let everyone kind of experience this wonderful product that we've created.
Nice. Now, let's go back for a second, and I want to hear a little bit about what took place last night in Houston. How did everything go?
Yes, I had the launch of my cosmetic line, Element 2, and it went absolutely wonderful. I launched with a good friend of mine, Chloe Dow, who's the former winner of Project Runway from Season 2. We did a beauty and fashion event, and if you're familiar with Chloe's designs, which are just absolutely gorgeous and effortless and fluid, and it just seems like, you know, just they just, you know, from form-fitting things to, you know, things that just really complement a woman's body, various ranges of colors and things like that, it really did, it was very cohesive with the theme of, you know, beauty and fashion or makeup and fashion, because the beautiful colors that Element 2 offers just really looked so great in her boutique. And, you know, I had amazing support, lots of friends, family, peers, other makeup artists, and that really is what it was just, you know, come and look, come and see what's new in the industry. The makeup artists just went absolutely crazy over the product, which I really was, you know, that really, you know, made me happy, because I do want feedback, you know, from my peers, from my makeup artists. You know, I want to know, you know, what does this line need? What are we lacking? You let me know. I'll bring it to you, you know. So they were able to come out. They absolutely loved the product. And, you know, I really think that is going to be the success, or one of the successes of Element 2 is, again, the quality of product. You know, this is not just the paint, you know. This isn't just paint. This is really a skincare or a skin complementing product. It's not just something that you sit on your face and look like you're wearing it, you know, or look like it's wearing you, you know. You know, your face is not going to come into the room before you do. So, and a lot of lines are like that, you know. You beat the face and it just, you can tell you have on, you know, a lot of makeup. You know, this product, one, because it's airbrush technology, but two, again, because of the time and effort that was put into creating the quality product, is just going to knock your socks off. Absolutely amazing response to the product. I really want to thank everyone that was involved in making my Houston launch a success.
Wonderful. Let me ask you, you know, with your experience with Lumines, and, you know, you're just beginning with your product line, how has the consumer responded to airbrush makeup? Because, you know, you have Temptu sales in Sephora.
Yes.
And then, you know, how has the consumer responded? I mean, is it something that they're really interested in? Do they really want it? You know, is it a desire for them to be able to spray their makeup on really fast and be done with it? What were some of your responses that you received, you know, throughout all that time that you were dealing with a consumer product?
Well, that's a great question. Very appropriate for me because I, like my friend tells me, I am the president and first lady of Consumer Airbrush. So, Lumines was the first really to come to the masses on a large scale, you know, to be able to, you know, go into women's homes and say, hey, you know, this is great for you. You know, conventional makeup is great, but if you want to save time and, you know, hopefully money as well, and just everything, you know, technology is supposed to make your life easier, so, you know, you should be airbrushing. We really got a great response. You know, I think that there has been a paradigm shift in makeup in general when it comes to retail. I do think that women are becoming more skincare and makeup savvy, so they are learning more, wanting to know more, trying more things on the market, but especially through television sales, you know, those are really the type of platforms where women are, you know, want to try new things, especially when you have someone there in your home really showing you how it's done. And so that was really the advantage of, you know, doing television sales. But it was great. You know, it was a great response. You're going to have that percentage of women that just do not want to try anything new. They're comfortable with their traditional makeup, their conventional makeup. You know, but I say that, you know, them being comfortable and them being in their comfort zone, it's probably because they've tried it and didn't like it, basically, or didn't quite feel, there wasn't a trade-off, really. You know, they're like, okay, so what am I trading? Am I trading? It's not more convenient for me because, you know, there's the learning curve. It's not really water-resistant because, you know, I sweat, and when I tried it, it came off. It's not, you know, they had all of the cons, you know. So really when creating Element 2, I had something to go by. You know, I had all of those negatives that were, you know, circulating about airbrushing and on the consumer side, and I was able to correct all of those things, you know, hopefully be able to feel that void in the consumer space and bring a product to those women that are still skeptics.
Gotcha. So let's talk a little bit about Element 2. Let's talk about the color range, because, you know, I really didn't know a whole lot about Luminescence. I mean, I've seen the line, I've seen the colors. And this is, I guess, leading to a question I do want to ask about Element 2, but I heard, and I don't know if this is true or not, but I've heard some people saying, like, at the trade shows last year, that you could only use the product, the actual color, in the Luminescence compressor. Is that true with, or is that the same for Element 2?
No, it really has a lot to do with the quality of the compressor and the airbrush. So, yeah, you are correct. Nothing really but Luminescence could go through the Luminescence compressor. And, you know, again, when you are selling to the masses, you know, your cost on a product has to be much cheaper so that, you know, the consumer is able to afford it. So, you know, when you have other companies like Element 2, like Chem 2, that are able to, you know, really have to sell their compressors for a little bit more, the reason why is because they're giving you a more quality, long-lasting product. So did that answer the question?
Yes.
Okay.
But I also want you to speak a little bit about actually the actual line, Element 2, like some of the colors, the color range, because when it comes to airbrushing, that's one of the big questions, you know, or concerns are for women of color. You know, will we be able to find something? And you know what? To be honest, makeup artists who are of color, when we're doing women of color, we like to kind of just grab one color and be done, not have to stand there and mix a bunch of stuff.
That's
so
right.
How's Element 2 going to help us out?
Oh, my goodness. You just have to, you know, I have some of my peers, some of my makeup artists that are listening, and this is just going to be the answer to everyone's prayers as far as that, you know, women of color, I mean, even lighter skin, you know, even more fair skin, you are going to be able to just pick up that one color, your go-to color, I call them. You're going to have those go-to colors in the Element 2 line. We have undertone adapting pigments, and what that means is that the skincare factor or quality in the cosmetic basically adapts to your skin's undertones as opposed to your surface skin. A lot of products that only adapt to the surface skin, you end up in about 5 or 10 minutes seeing the product sitting on top of the face. So, you know, it goes back to that, you know, your face is, you know, wearing you. Our undertone adapting pigments, one, because our airbrush itself, the actual airbrush gun, pixelates the product at least 20% more than other airbrushes. So you are getting just the perfect, most fine mist of foundation, which allows you to layer and also allows you to target certain areas that need a little bit more attention. Those two things combined really allow for the most flawless finish. And because I am a man of color, I know the challenges that a lot of women of color have and a lot of makeup artists have, you know. So, you know, I really am able to understand it on many levels. You know, having my mother, two sisters that are all three different colors, myself, you know, I got to beat this face too when I'm in public. So I know the challenges of darker skin. So I really, really was able to focus on that and find those go-to colors for artists as well as as the consumer. And I really think that we did an amazing, amazing job at it. So.
Yeah, I mean, when I looked at the website and saw the different shades, I was excited. So I can't wait to get out there and actually try it. And you have foundations, blush, eyeshadow, bronzers.
Yes, we do. We have our blushes are absolutely gorgeous. They are separated in two tones, and I wanted to do that because a lot of times, and a lot of artists, they are totally airbrush aficionados. They love airbrush, but they are still a little skeptical about using airbrush blush. And why is that? Because they sometimes take a look at the bottle, and it looks a certain way in the bottle, and then when it comes out, it looks totally different on the cheek, or because of a foundation that has already been laid down, it totally looks different than what it looks like in the bottle. Our foundations have been adjusted to take all of that into consideration, you know, the changing, the slight change of the color. So the soft tones, when you see the color in our Element 2 bottles, they're going to look just like that. So when you put them on the face, so you may see a color that looks totally, totally, totally light. And those are for my very, very fair-skinned girls that don't need a lot of color on their cheek. Or if they do want to pop color, they would probably only wear it in the evening or at night. But I have those very fair, it looks like just the natural flush of the skin colors, and then I have the very bold colors that look absolutely amazing on darker skin. They look great on lighter skin for if you're doing editorial photo shoots, but, you know, for my chocolate girls and my women of color, our bold tones are absolutely, absolutely gorgeous. So they're split up in two tones, two groups. We also have bronzers, and our bronzers are really amazing because they really have contouring quality so that, you know, they don't look orange, they don't look muddy when you put them on the face like some powders may, especially when you're contouring. So, you know, what they really help to do is create not only color or bring color to the skin, but in certain areas they really can bring that shadowing to certain areas of the face, you know, like the cheekbones on both sides of the nose, things like that. So, and it won't look like, ooh, girl, you put bronzer instead of like a contouring powder. It'll just look like the natural contour receding of those certain areas of the face. It'll just look totally natural. We have a shimmer. We have a matte, which are great, obviously, for lighter skin. The shimmer can also be used on darker skin, but just really as a glow, because on a darker skin it won't have any bronzing effect, but it does have a more of a glow effect. And then I have what I call my black girl bronzer, which is probably the hit of the line, which I never expected. I always wanted to create something like this. Both lines that I've worked for, I'll say two of the lines that I worked for, did have something similar, but it never was quite right. Either it looked ashy or it didn't bring that life back into the skin that the skin needs after you put foundation on. Because when a woman of color does use foundation, you know, in that the foundation is already a darker color or a darker shade, you need to bring all the three-dimensionality and light and color and natural, you know, flush and tan back into the skin as possible. So that the face doesn't just look like, you know, a caked over skin, you know, caked over mess with no life to it. So I created my deep bronzer for those women that have those dark, patchy areas, maybe on the forehead, hairline, cheek, chin, you know, below the chin area, you know, maybe the neck area, that have those areas of hyperpigmentation or ashy skin. And it just really makes the skin look absolutely beautiful. It has, I want to say, a burnt sienna type undertone, which really, you know, it used to be, you know, to use, we all know that, you know, apricot colors cut dullness. Well, some women of color are very dark, and so that even the apricot color will really make them look ashy as well, you know, if it's not applied right. So this color just works for the full range of women of color that are wanting to bring that life and color and add contour and dimension back into the face after applying the foundation.
And which color was that again?
This is our deep bronzer.
The deep. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, a deep bronzer. It's crazy because I had some of my Caucasian and my Asian girls loving it too. They were like, "Oh my god, I love this color. It's like it looks like a blush on their skin, but it still adds that shading to their skin. So I think that's what they like about it. That it doesn't look like quite like a blush, but it doesn't look quite like a bronzer on their skin. It just really looks like a nice contoured face on lighter skin.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, it's a really good color. Also, we have our, I call them correcting highlighters, and I call them that because they are peach and violet. The violet highlighter is absolutely flawless for photography. It is just, talk about making, you know, a fair-skinned girl look like a mannequin, I mean, on a, you know, for photography or for an editorial photo shoot. It just picks up the light and, you know, every angle. It also corrects any type of skin. A lot of fair skin has, you know, it's very translucent. You know, you can sometimes see, you know, the veins, the broken capillaries, you know, the blue-green veins beneath the skin. The violet really helps to correct that. Also, it's one of the airbrush products that can be used under the eye on top of the concealer to brighten and give that extra pop and concealing. And because it is violet, it helps to further conceal where the concealer maybe quite didn't get all of the coverage that you were looking for. And then the peach highlighter does the same thing for a medium to dark skin. So it brings that light into the skin, around the eye area, the orbital bone, the top of the brow, below the brow bone, down the bridge of the nose. You really just can, you know, really kind of cut the face up with the peach highlighter and add that three dimension after you've done the contouring. And, you know, with when you're able to airbrush your contouring and highlighter, you can do them in any sequence. You can do your highlighting first and then your bronzing and contouring, or vice versa. So that really is the good thing about airbrushing. You really can, you know, create a canvas and, you know, just really continue to work on making the face look better and better and better. We also have eyeshadows in the Skin Harmony line. A Skin Harmony line basically is our water-based line that a lot of pros like to use for weddings. They like to use for their, you know, everyday type looks, and we have 25 brilliant, absolutely beautiful colors in the Skin Harmony line. We also have 5 configurations of eyeshadows. If you don't want to get an eyeshadow individually, because, I mean, you know, you're not familiar with the line, you know, you can only you know, take a look at our swatches. So if you don't get a good concept of what the color may look like, what we've done is put the colors in configurations of five, theme configurations that will, you know, kind of give you an idea of the type of look that you can achieve. So we have a palette called Mardi Gras. We have a palette called Sweet Poison. We have a palette called Champagne. We have a palette called Black Pearl. And we have a palette called Royal Court. So hopefully from the names, and then when you take a look at the colors, you're like, oh, okay, I can achieve this type of look, you know, based on the themes. So, you know, even if you are skeptical about buying one individual eyeshadow, just get the whole, you know, just get a configuration of five so that you're able to play around with them. We also have a line called our Canvas Blend line. Our Canvas Blend line is our pro line. It is our silicone base line. What's really great about our Canvas Blend line is it is also a convertible product, I call it. What that means is that you are able to use it through the Element 2 Pro airbrush system. We have two airbrush systems. We have the retail system, our Perfect Skin system, we call it, which is a single gauge, non-adjusting PSI, one setting PSI, and then the Pro airbrush, which is a PSI adjusting dual gauge airbrush system, and the silicone foundations and pigments and everything in the Canvas Blend line can also be used by itself. It can also be used without the airbrush, I mean. So it can be used with the sponge, it can be used with the brush, it can be used with a paintbrush, it can be used with watercolor brush. I mean, for artists, I mean, the pigments just are that amazing. And they dry down to the most velvety, you know, soft focus HD finish that you, I mean, it's crazy. It's one of our best sellers at IMATS New York. As a matter of fact, we actually sold more product. We sold out of our airbrushes, but we continue to sell products, which, you know, really is a testament to the fact that makeup artists do know. They don't like to settle. They do know what they're looking for. You know, my job, again, was to help in filling the void in the makeup world, and there are many, many, many great lines out there for makeup artists to choose from, but I do think that when they find something that catches their eye and that they think that they can use and manipulate and really work with, you know, it they get it and use it and they love it, you know. So that's what we're hoping for Element 2, is that brand loyalty from different artists, or from every artist out there very soon. More about the Canvas Blend line, our silicone line. It can be used with the airbrush or without. We also have the same ranges of blushes. We'll be coming out with more blush colors in the Pro line and the Canvas Blend line, because obviously, you know, our pros like to play around a little bit more than the average woman. We have beautiful pigments as well, as I was saying. We have 32 pigments in the Canvas Blend line, which are just brilliant colors, brilliant, prismatic. There are also some very opaque pigments, which a lot of times I get so many artists asking me, can I please just find a airbrush product that can be, when airbrushed on, it stays on the skin, it doesn't become, it's not watery, it dries right away, and it's opaque. It becomes a solid, bold color as opposed to a shiny, wet-looking application. And that's what we've done with our pigment. We've made them bold. We've made them just absolutely, you know, stay put type, that stay put type look. And that's really it. Again, it's all about bringing the type of products that the consumers and the pros want, bringing them to them.
So, Mark, we have a few questions from the chat room.
Okay.
And that's the first question, well, this is probably one of the quickest ones to answer, but the first question is how can we make a purchase?
We will have a shopping cart probably within the next 2 weeks. We'll be also selling on Amazon, but at element2.com, we will have a shopping cart up. So basically by our makeup show launch next week, which is on the 14th, I'm sorry, the 15th and 16th, we'll have a shopping cart up at element2.com. If you are interested in purchasing immediately, you can go to the website. You can go to info at element2, and that will contact someone immediately, and maybe we can put a something together for you before that time.
Okay. Okay. And then we have a question that's asking, with you being formerly being with Luminous Air, what elements of their business did you take with you that you found to be useful in launching your own line? And then what elements did you decide that you would leave out?
Okay, it's a great question. You know, I look at every you know, everything in my life, everything that comes up as a learning opportunity. So, you know, I really was able to take a lot of the business aspects of Luminous with me to Element 2. I was able to, you know, the networking, all of those wonderful things that I got a chance to do with Luminous, working with different vendors and makeup artists, and just really seeing the response also of the makeup artists, what they had to say about it, because, you know, that really is how I want my product to be judged. You know, I want for my peers to tell me, okay, this is great, okay, this, you could work on this. And I want to be able to do just that. And I think that's one of the things that I'm going to be able to bring to Element 2 that I really wasn't able to do with Luminous. So, but I think that's it. I mean, nothing negative, definitely all positive things. Definitely, again, the consumer side, being able to be the first to test the market when it comes to consumer airbrush, that was the biggest advantage that I got from being with Luminous.
Okay. Next question, what kind of skin protectant is included in the products, if any, and would you suggest airbrushing for use during days out in the sun?
You always, 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 always want to use a sunblock. You know, whether or not your product has it in it or not, you always want to use a sunblock or a sunscreen, whichever one. You know, if you know the difference between the two, you know, one protects against the UVA, the other, which, you know, the UVB rays, which go deeper. So you really want to make sure, or maybe the other way around, you really want to make sure, either way, you really want to make sure that you are protecting your skin, whether or not your product has it in it or not. Our product does not have a sunblock or a sunscreen, so definitely still, you know, wear your sunblock, wear your sunscreen. You can definitely still airbrush. It's actually really great for just for that because it is sweat and water resistant. A lot of times, sunblocks and sunscreen will affect the integrity of the color. So that's why some products will have it in the product, and some products won't. Some makeup products won't. So we don't. And so my suggestion is always to wear a sunscreen.
Cool. Are there any more questions from the chat room?
I think that's it for now.
Oh, but one question that I would like I would like you to answer, or just maybe just get you to talk a little bit more about the compressor and the actual airbrush gun.
Okay, yes. And we have a mini compressor. Our compressor basically is palm size. It's absolutely amazing. It's really great because it looks like we wanted to design something that looks like it should be in your bathroom. You know what I mean? Like, it looks like, you know, oh, it looks great on my granite countertops, or, you know, this just looks like it should be there. It, you know, it's very, very quiet. If you were able to, I don't know if you were able to watch me while I was doing any of the makeovers at IMATS, but it's extremely quiet. It doesn't vibrate. It doesn't go all over the place. It stays put. It has a stand, a holder for it, you know, just like your, you know, the chargeable electric toothbrushes now, you know, and the little micro dermabrasion wands. Everything has a little stand so that everything looks nice and organized on your countertop. And it's absolutely beautiful, too. The design has, it's black, and it has our signature element to blue-gray color as an accent. And then it has a element to silver emblem on it. So it's absolutely gorgeous, and also it's very effective. Our rubber hose is not like many of the airbrush systems, especially the consumer airbrush systems, where they break, they dry out, and get little slits or holes in it. It's a quality rubber, and it actually screws into the airbrush and screws into the compressor side, so you're not getting anything that's going to, you can just pull off, or, you know, looks cheap. A lot of hard work and effort in bringing a quality product to you guys went into Element 2.
Now, what's the highest PSI on the compressor?
It is on the retail. On the retail, it is 7
yes.
to 14.
7 to 14, okay.
It goes up to 14. I'm sorry. It's one setting. I'm sorry. It's one setting. It's nine. I had another company moment just then. It's nine. It's nine on the retail,
mm-hmm.
and it is. I think it's 7 to 28 on the pro.
Okay.
Which is adjustable.
Yeah. And what have you all had any consumer complaints on the personal unit?
Oh, no. I mean, this is, again, I really can't stress the quality. I mean, this is airbrush 2.0. Really, it is. This is not, you know, a fly-by-night, you know, marketing, you know, company that just wants to get airbrushes in everyone's hands. You know, this is something that a woman really is going to use every day. And again, not just because it's faster, not because it's airbrush, but because she's getting two-part benefit. She is getting benefit of the flawless airbrush application, and she is getting probably one of the best products in the foundation, bronzers, and blushes that she has ever used. The product is amazing. I am a huge, huge product junkie. I mean, anything that makes my skin looks great, you know, my skin personally,
right?
You know, I am, you know, all for, you know, making sure that other women look great as well, and makeup artists have the right thing to achieve, you know, make their imagination, you know, whatever image they're wanting to bring to fruition, you know, come to life. So,
right. Now, are you going to be at IMATS LA?
Yes, we are.
Okay, great. And one last question. How much is the unit, and how does it compare, in your opinion, to other airbrush systems on the market?
Okay. Our retail cost is $189 for the retail system, and for the pro system, it's $250. We are always doing specials at shows, so you just have to come to the show to see what special we're doing. And really, you know, again, there are about three, I would say maybe two. I would say two. There are two quality airbrush companies. Three quality airbrush companies, you know, on the market that really just cater to pros. And so that really was the impetus behind wanting to create Element 2 as well, because I did want something for the pros as well as a good quality product for the consumer.
Do you care to name those?
Well, I probably won't, but I think the pros know. The pros know. I'm going to say that the pros know what products work for them. That's what I'm going to say, because again, we had so much of our product that we sold and that we were able to sell because the pro already had a really great airbrush compressor that they were working with.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
those pros know which compressors are to the top of the line. They can use any product in them. You don't just have to use our Element 2 product.
Let me say this much, and I mean, I think I know which companies you're referring to, but I will say in response to the part of the question that asked how your system compares to it, I mean, looking at the prices alone, I can already say that, you know, you're a little less expensive than some of those other systems.
Right.
I mean, just the pro cost alone.
Right, right. And, you know, we wanted to, you know, I am very fortunate enough, very, very fortunate enough to be working directly. You know, this is not a private label company. This is not a private label product, which I have nothing against. I have nothing against companies that, you know, that buy from a manufacturer and then, you know, slap their name on it. But, you know, this is me dealing directly, you know, with a wonderful, wonderful manufacturer that has been in the industry for years and years and years and years. And, you know, so there is no middleman. So we can offer a more competitive price and also be able to offer something for both, again, at both price points. One for the consumer, and then one for the professional that, you know, they know that, you know, doing one job will basically pay for their new, you know, their new airbrush, you know, their new Element 2 airbrush. So, yes, we are able to offer or more competitive.
Now, I noticed someone on the chat room did also ask if the compressor and the whole system, is it something that an artist could carry in their set bags on set? Is there a carrying case that comes with it?
Oh, yes. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's so small. It's so wonderful. They can carry it on set. I actually have a little, you know, the smallest caboodle, like they're like silver, you know, they're not like the girly,
mm-hmm.
girly ones, but they are silver, and they're the smallest ones that you could get, like at Sephora or Ulta. My,
uh-huh.
the Element 2 airbrush can fit into the smallest caboodle. So if that gives you like some idea of just how amazing and comfortable and portable, I mean, it's absolutely amazing. So, yes, it can be carried on set. I did a photo shoot about 2 months ago it was a huge production, and one of the young ladies that came had an older style airbrush, which, you know, still, you know, top of the line, wonderful quality airbrush, and I was just like, are you serious? I mean, it looked like a backpack. I mean, it was huge. It was just really big. Looked very, you know, it wasn't convenient. And so I do understand why a lot of makeup artists that swear by their brushes, you know, I think that airbrushing in a lot of ways has gotten a bad rap because of the older style airbrushes or compressors that are still, I say older style, but they're not really. I mean, there are still airbrushes that are the compressors that are new that are that big, but they're not convenient. And so that is a problem when it comes to the makeup artist that wants to, you know, not have, you know, 7 bags to carry into a photo shoot or have, you know, even 1 or 2 very heavy, cumbersome, you know, bags. To carry in. So I think that we've also been able to fill that void as far as creating something that's very compact and portable.
And one last question that I have, someone texting me. She's listening to the show and she's texting me these questions. She wants
Great.
To know, because she's like, super excited, she's going crazy, and she's going to buy it. She, like myself, have several airbrush systems, but she wants to know, how much are the foundations?
The foundations retail for, I think, $32.
Okay.
Yes, and but we will be having, is she, by chance, is she in New York?
No, she's not, but I think she and I may be attending the New York show next week.
New York show. Okay, awesome. You know, we're going to have, you know, again, everything is just a test market for us now. And I mean, very new. We don't have, you know, any distribution yet. So we're still testing the market, seeing what prices work. But for right now, our 10 ml bottle is 32, but you will be able to get a full starter kit with 3 foundations, a bronzer, and a blush at the makeup show for basically, you know, $5 more because of all the wonderful specials that we'll be giving. Yeah.
Not bad.
Not bad at all. So our prices, again, our prices are, especially when it comes to the product, our prices probably are a little bit on the medium, I would say the mid range, not on the lower end as far as being
mm-hmm.
competitive with the other brands. You know, we couldn't go as low because
right.
we do have a more I believe that we do have a more quality product.
Gotcha. Well, Mark, we have just about run out of time, and I really wish that we could have gotten some more questions in because I want the audience to hear more about Mark and who you are and what you're doing. So we're gonna have to bring you. Well, if I can get more time over here before, I don't know, in 10 seconds, I don't think I can do it. But if we could get you on at another time to come on and talk about Mark, that would be great.
Sure. Absolutely, absolutely.
That would be great to get you back on and have you talk about yourself and your career and that kind of thing. And it looks like in the chat room people were still asking more questions. So, you know, and it maybe in that show we can talk a little bit more about Element 2 as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, I love doing workshops. I did webinars for, you know, 2 years, and they were absolutely wonderful, got great response. So I do really well on that, on a learning teaching type platform too. So I'm sure that we would have a ton of questions come in if we were doing something like that. So I would love to come back.
Now, Mark, have you ever thought about having like a pro makeup artist discount?
Yes, we will. We are working on that as well. We're working on cards. We're working on having that put on the website as well. So, yes, we will have a pro artist discount for sure.
Okay. And I must tell you that looking at the responses in the chat room and the text that I've been getting as we've been talking, everyone's really excited about
Yay.
This. There are some people saying that they're going to come up to the New York, the show in New York to check it out, to buy stuff. So, you know, definitely look out for them, and then some of us will also be, I may be at the New York show, but some of us will definitely be in Pasadena. So
yes.
We'll see you, if not in New York, definitely in Pasadena. We're very excited about the product. We're going to tell everybody about it, and when you have classes or seminars or show appearances, just send me an email, and we'll make sure we get it on the show in our Beauty News segment so that people can support you.
Awesome.
And Mark,
We are
planning a Beauty Talk meetup on that Friday after the pro only time at IMATS on that Friday.
Yes.
So I'm not sure. I'm assuming you'll be in town at that time. So if you're available, you know, after the pro only time at IMATS, you're more than welcome to join us. It will probably be at about 9 p.m.
Okay. Very good.
We'll probably do it at a restaurant in Pasadena somewhere, but we'll be giving out more information on that.
Great. That sounds wonderful. I'm super excited. Thank you, ladies, so much.
Now, do you have a Twitter account?
No, I don't tweet. But Element 2 will be tweeting soon.
I personally don't.
Yes, I personally don't tweet, but Element 2 will be tweeting very soon.
Okay. Well, we'll be looking forward to that. I was going to give out your information, but you are on Facebook, correct?
Yes, we are on Facebook at Element 2 Cosmetics.
Okay.
And I'll be posting pictures from, we still have so many pictures from New York. We posted a lot of them already, but I'll be posting pictures from our lunch party last night very soon as well.
Cool. I'll be looking for that.
Awesome.
Sure. Well, thank you, Mark. But before you go, we always ask all of our guests what beauty means to them. So we'd like to know what beauty means to you.
Beauty means to me something that is, it's not one thing. It's always, it's ever evolving. I mean, it can't be one thing. You evolve as a person, so that means that your beauty evolves as well. You know, the way you felt when you were 15 is not the way you feel maybe when you're 25 or, you know, older like me. So, you know, you grow and you grow into your beauty. You grow into yourself. You grow into your truth. And, you know, that's what I think beauty is knowing who you are inside and always representing that. It's not so much just, you know, outside, because if you feel good on the inside and know who you are on the inside, then that's going to shine through outside, and everyone's going to see it. Everyone's going to know that you're a beautiful person. So that's what I think beauty is something that's ever evolving, like you.
Absolutely. Very nice. Well, until we see you in New York and in Pasadena, we thank you so much for joining us. We'll definitely try to get you back on whenever, you know, your schedule permits, to talk a little bit about yourself and then also give us some updates on Element 2.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
And I'm sure we'll have people on wanting you to, you know, answer some questions about the Airbrush system as well.
Yes, yes, I would love to.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you so much, Mark, again, and we really appreciate it. And good luck with everything.
Thank you. You ladies have a wonderful night.
Thank you.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.